Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we begin a week nine, I believe. I lost track of which week it is, but we're well into the book Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. It's a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions, with each week wrapped around an aspect of how we ought to be serving. Last week we talked about serving with a guarded heart. And this week we're going to be looking all week at serving with integrity. And we kick off the week kind of foundationally with integrity as a lifestyle, as the way of life, as a natural part of who we are. Perhaps you know people that often use the phrase, "I swear it's true." Maybe you're one of those that are constantly trying to ramp up your believability. And sometimes we hear that, we say that, because the person we're speaking to doesn't know us. We've not experienced enough time to build that relationship of trust, that relationship of belief. But other times we hear it and we say it because, well, the people do know us. And there's a pattern, a history of some of what we say being true and some of what we say being not so true. And we reach the point where we feel we have to emphasize when something really is true. Jesus actually talks about this problem. He talks about taking an oath or swearing, to not just be swearing by heaven or by earth, but to let your yes be yes and your no be no. We live in a time where that seems to become more and more rare, more and more difficult. Everything's relative. Everything's dependent on something else. And one of the difficulties is we don't think through things. We don't pray through things. We don't spend time with God and His Word to determine the direction we ought to take. And so we become like the person James describes who's tossed about by every wind of doctrine, or every idea that looks good. Proverbs talks about even a fool is considered wise when he's silent, but he also talks about a person seems right until someone else speaks. Until someone representing the other side. And it's easy to make decisions with partial information, and sometimes that's all we get. But many times that's all we get is because that's all we're looking for. I don't know that you can have a more clear example of that than our current national situation here in the United States. And it's not everybody. It's the ones that are heard most often. It's the ones that are most vocal that seem to only listen to what they want to hear. From both sides of the great division that exists within our nation, there doesn't appear to be a listening to one another from either of those extremes. And it seems that those extremes are growing larger and larger, or at least, if not growing larger and larger, they are definitely growing louder and louder. And one of the difficulties when we serve with a lack of integrity, when integrity is not our lifestyle, is we give not only a bad impression of God, but we are not able to earn the trust of those God has called us to serve. They doubt that we can do or will do or even want to do what we even say we will do, what is needed, what is necessary. And when we begin to live as the representative of Jesus in the midst of that lack of integrity, we create a doubt that God would ever do what he says. Because we're his representatives in that situation. We're his ambassadors, so to speak. You see, living a life of integrity is hard work. At times it will cost us greatly to be a person of your word. But I believe it will also force us to give more thought to what our words are. In the blog writings that I do, I have a disclaimer on my blog site that the opinions expressed therein are not those of anyone in particular, anyone else in particular, and sometimes they may not even be mine, depending on how long ago they were written. And there are times where we learn and we grow and we have to admit that we were wrong and we change our mind. But the way we do that really says a lot about whether we have integrity or not. Do we admit we were wrong? Do we move forward with what is right? You see, sometimes we become so enamored with our reputation, excuse me, that we take that idea of let our yes be yes and our no be no to such an extreme that once we dig our heels in, once we make up our mind, nothing can move us. And there are elements of God's word specifically that that should be true in. But there are many elements of life that we ought to be growing and learning in, changing the view we have of people, of ourselves, of situations. We grow and we change and we become more effective when we spend time with God in His Word and prayer. We allow His Spirit to change us, to transform us, to make us new. You see, living with a lifestyle of integrity seeks to represent Jesus as accurately as possible. And it lives in such a way that we're able to tell those who are listening to us, who are watching us, that this is where I kind of went off on my own, and this is how God brought me back to align with His Word. You see, this lifestyle of integrity is something that causes us to look at ourselves accurately, even as we look at God accurately and we look at others accurately. It's a lifestyle that chooses not to make empty promises. That chooses to forego the mentality of whatever it takes, I'll clean up later. That chooses to reject deceit and dishonesty just to get what we want. That chooses to be open and honest with God, with ourselves, with people. as we spend this week looking at serving with integrity, I believe it was critical that we begin by recognizing integrity isn't something we tack on when we go out and when we're around people and when it makes us look good, but it's something that we do as a lifestyle. It's a decision, it's a choice, it's a desire to honor God with our words and our actions, that they match. And to be honest when they don't. In the prayer guides that I write and publish, send out each week, this morning sent one out I called Win, Lose, Hand Draw. And it really deals with this idea of our priorities. What does it take to win? What do you have to lose in order to really win? And where will you draw the resources, the wisdom, the strength to lose your life so that you can save it? You see, living a life of integrity says, I know and I believe and I live by the truth of God's word. And it's a choice of not manipulating that word to fit what I want, to fit what I like, to fit what's popular, to fit what's politically correct. God's word is living and active. It ought to penetrate deeply within our life. It ought to draw us to this lifestyle of integrity that desires to make Christ known and to make Him known accurately. We ought to be students of God's Word. A little later this morning, I'll be sharing a message at the North Wayne Mennonite Church on a real look at the law. And we're going to be talking, and I'll share the audio of that if I don't forget to record it later today or tomorrow. But it really takes a different look at this integrity of God's Word in our life. It's looking beyond the letter of the law into the heart of the law, into the relationship with God that He desires for us to have. And I believe that is the key, the secret to living a lifestyle of integrity, is that it grows out of relationship with God. We read in the New Testament that God's mercy, His love, the sacrifice of Jesus has done what the law could not do. That while the law had purpose and is good and continues to have purpose and continues to be good in teaching us and training us and showing us our great need, Jesus has love and forgiveness. And His life of integrity ought to be modeled by every one of us. An integrity that saw every person as valuable to His Father and valuable to Him. An integrity that did not treat people differently because of where they were from or what they looked like or what they sounded like or what their bank account looked like, what their education was, or anything else. Every person He wanted to share with them the love of his Father, to call them to himself, just as he did the 12, just as he did the crowds, just as he did so many others, to come and learn, experience, know that what you are today is not what you have to be tomorrow. And living a lifestyle of integrity says, I'm done with the old. I'm living the new. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to yourself in a way that we would live with integrity in everything we do and everything that we say, that the things we do and say would match. But not only would they match each other, they would match your word. That it's not simply an internal integrity with ourselves, but it's an integrity with you. That we would not be deceitful in our representation of Jesus. That we would not use trickery or flattery or any other worldly means to attract people to ourselves with the thought that we're doing you a favor. But may our integrity, this lifestyle of integrity, spread through everything that we do, specifically in everything that we do to represent Jesus. May we give greater thought to our commitments. That our yes would be yes, that our no would be no. And Father, for those times that we make those commitments without the thought that we ought to, may we be honest. May we repent. May we ask for forgiveness. May we grow in this lifestyle of integrity. Father, today I pray that you would help us to live in such a way that the people around us would see the truthfulness of what we say when we speak your word, of what we live when we live your word, that our representation of Jesus would be noticed and be desired. Father, I pray that you would help us to look at how much we try to inflate our reputation. We try to win in this world. We try to make it to the top of whatever scale that we're attempting to climb. And as we consider how much effort we try to do independently, may we come to the decision to surrender fully to you as the only means of really winning. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that you would give them a protection against the deceitfulness of the enemy. That our words to them would be filled with integrity. That our promises would be kept. That our rash promises would be addressed and we would repent and even seek their forgiveness when we speak without thinking, without planning, without intent of action. Father, may our children grow up to be people of integrity who hold fast not just to their own thoughts or the thoughts of others or whoever's leading them, but hold fast to your word. Who live in such a way that they're guided fully by your word. Father, may they be surrounded by people who teach with integrity, who share the full counsel of your word, who allow your spirit to move and work and convict, who do not take it upon themselves to change your word for any reason, but would present that word with its own sense of integrity. Father, as we prepare to worship together today, and whether we're choosing to do that in person at a church building or from our homes or other gathering places, may we simply continue to express to you the worship that we've been offering all week. May we encourage one another as you've instructed us to do. May we continue to find ways to gather and do that so that we would not forsake that gathering together. Father, for those living in fear, I pray that you would help them to find faith and trust renewed in you. That each one of us would make wise decisions in how we live and how we interact with one another. That the integrity of our words, whether it's dealing with your word or whether it's dealing with COVID or whatever it is, would be consistent. Father, I pray for those that have used COVID as an excuse to slip away from the gathering of believers, who have become comfortable in not meeting together. For those that are not meeting because of fear and are very much desiring for those fears to be removed, and not just the fears, but for the reasons for the fears to be removed. Father, help us to find ways to see where each person is at in their walk, in their faith, in their fear, and to serve and minister and love from where they are to where they need to be. Father, today as we serve with this lifestyle of integrity, may we learn that integrity from you. And may our integrity simply be a reflection that lifts up Jesus in such a way that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Now, this has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.